ערב תשעה באב, לא יבונה ביסמידוש ממהירו ביומנו, זה דהלוכז לפארה. כפי דהלוכז ערב תשעה באב לא יהיה טייל אחר חצריס. Not allowed to go to trips after Chatzos. The minig is not to learn the dvorim amutorim from after Chatzos. Not to learn chutz from dvorim amutorim from after Chatzos. Yesh mekilim the Mishneh Berurah brings down. The aroitzel lehokel the Mishneh Berurah says a person is hard for him to learn the dvorim amutorim. It's hard for him. He's allowed to learn even after Chatzos. But if he could, it's better to learn only with Dvorim HaMutorim. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that you're allowed to be Me'ayin in Dvorim HaMutorim. In Tisha B'Av, when you learn Medrash Eicha and all these Gemaras, you're not allowed to learn it Be'iyun. You have to learn it Kiyazdik. Kiyazdik is not Mesameach. Only Iyundik is Mesameach. Kiyazdik is not Mesameach. But in Erev Tisha B'Av, that you have to learn Dvorim HaMutorim, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, then you're allowed to learn Be'iyun. Because the Pshat is, what's the Pshat? Be'etzim, you're allowed to learn Erev Tisha B'Av, it's not Yisum. But the Pshat is, Mitzum Mishal Yorim, B'chulei, B'meile, we learn only Dvorim, now we don't learn Stan Dvorim, only Dvorim Amutorim. Now, you're not allowed to eat Bosor B'yayim B'suda Mafseket Acha Chatzos. But anyway, you're not allowed to eat because it's the 9 days. But if you mean if someone is sick, or someone that is not fasting and is allowed to eat flesh and wine, but in Suda Mafsekes you're not allowed to eat. The Ramot brings down that the meaning is also not to eat fish in Suda Mafsekes. Some people are maker and herring. Spoke anyway, the herring is not so partial with the bugs now, so about I think it's for two reasons together, better at least in Suda Mafsekes not to eat it. Now, the halacha is in Suda Mafsekes, you're not allowed to eat 2 tafshilim, only 1 tafshil. 2 tafshilim in Kdei Ra'achas is also called 2 tafshilim. Min Echot B'Shtei Kdeiris is also called Shtei Minim, the Haidim. This is Klal HaMoshe, you have to rice. And it's cooked in 5 different dishes, it's called 1 min. But Lu Yitzu LaMoshe, you have hard potatoes, and soft, and mashed potatoes, that one is... I don't know if it's the same potatoes and one is mashed, Pesach Nish. But if one is softer ones and one is harder ones and was done in 2 different dishes, it's called 2 minim, even if it's potatoes. If it's potatoes and chicken, even if it's done in the same pot, it's also called 2 minim. Now, the Shaila, the Mishabur brings down, what would it be if a person has the mashed onions that he puts inside rice? He fries it with onions and he put it inside the rice. Or some people have like little nuts they put inside the rice. The Mishneh Berurah says it's called 1 tafshil. But it's only the Mishneh Berurah says something that this is the derech, and it's an ikar v'tofel. This is what the place can say. Aber lo yitzuya, it's not an ikar v'tofel. Even if it's the derech to do them together, you can't say that it's called min echod. Lamazarim, people, Allah will serve chicken, potatoes, lamazarim. How about it's 2 minim? You have to know, if you have a salad that is made from a couple of vegetables, do you tzuyo, not a fresh salad. Most of they have carrots and pineapple, or whatever they put together. This could be, if it's the derech together, it's called 1 min. The Ma'ase said, the minig is that we eat 1 suda before mincha, and then we eat another suda, and the other suda we eat pas, be'efer, and a hard egg, that is cold. This is the minig l'maise of Klal Yisrael. This is the minig l'maise of Klal Yisrael. Shlomo, I'm not going out to the protim, he's down to the machmirim taki, even in the first suda didn't eat, but l'maise, he says, kavroselu shem shomayim, we'll have kech to fast. So, be'etzem, even if the ikar suda is be'etzem, the first suda that we do, we eat the first suda, then we have 2 tafshilim, then we daven mincha, or then we do a very big hefsek, and then we eat pas, and we put it in the eifer. Mishneh Berurah says, you dip it in the eifer, and you said, Harezu sudas tisha b'av. Harezu sudas tisha b'av. Zeh shnei Mishneh Berurah say, we eat the egg, smachal aveilim. Now, the meaning is not to eat the 3 people together, not to be mischayah bezimun. Namaise, even if you ate together three people, we don't do a zimun and sudas mafsekes. But again, the better is not to eat it together. And eat in the room, everyone eats in his corner, but not to sit together to eat. Shabbos says, Yeshev bodod ve'yidon, you sit quietly and you eat, you don't chap a shmuz, no yisur mafsekes. Sit like a veilim, as I said, and you eat. The meaning is to sit on the floor. The Mishabur says it's very hard to you to sit on the floor. You can put a pillow, but if not, the meaning is to sit on the floor, mamish, in a place that is not choshev in the house. You don't have to take off your shoes b'shas the sudum of sekis. After the sudum of sekis, you can sit in a chair. Now, alpi kabbala is a meaning to put something in between the floor. Alpi kabbala is a meaning to put something in between the floor and yourself b'shas the sudum of sekis, b'shas you sit on the floor, but not a pillow, like you put a napkin, a towel, or a cloth. This is the meaning. Now, there's another halacha like this. After you finish the sudum of sekis, me'ikar adin, you're allowed to eat and drink till tishuv, till ben hashmoshes. If not, that you said lehedye hareini mekabel ala esatainis. The Mishnah says to be yotze al shittes before you bench to say ani lo mekabel esatainis ad halayla. If you didn't say it, you could eat. Close man, you didn't have a das to mekabel at least belev to tainis. But the Mishnah says better to say at pepe, or at least to say by heart, but better to say pepe. Even a person that cannot fast has to do sudum of sekis. This is what I heard from Shmuel Zalman Erbach, who was medayiket and the goyen. It's like a sudas avroy. It's not negah that it's a suda to give you a koyach to fast. It's like a suda avroy that you do for the meisim, for the menachmim, for the aveilim. So you do a sudum of sekis. Now, in Tisha B'Av we have chamisha inuim. Achilo shtir rechitzo, sicho, ne'ilas asandol, v'tash mishamito. Achila, everyone knows, it means not to eat. Shtir means not to drink. Chitza, we'll see in a second, it means not to rinse. We'll see how much you have to wash from your hands. Oh, but the aloha is not to rinse. You're not allowed to rinse yourself. Sicha means to take oil and to spread on your body, or to put perfume on your body is also. To use the odorant, what today, lemaisa and ardol, is acceptable that most people in the world use. The person more like this, the one that doesn't have a smell, you're allowed to put on. For sure, if you have two that one has less, for sure. If something has a very good smell, I don't know. If it has a lot of them, you know, even if they don't have smell, mashu sida, you know, they don't do it for the frum people. So they do it epis at tesefes. That smell you could be megal to use if you have to. But avada, not to put that will be smelling, for sure mamish to put, then it's isu gomu. You're only allowed to put that will take away the bad smell, not only that the good smell will take away the bad smell. That the metzias of that kind of thing that you put there stops the bad smell coming out. That koyach it has. I mean, not to cover it with good smell. Good smell, but mele, nechlan av tashmeh, hey, we know bad smell. This is already you mevasim yourself. But they have this thing that makes that a person doesn't sweat, or even when he sweats, doesn't come back, the place can say, sidom achmirim, that are not, vehakul lefi ha'inyan vehashor. Now, the meaning is, these are the halachas. The chitzas is, till kishre etz ba'oisov, kohanim are allowed to rinse their hands for duchnin. Now, the meaning is that we don't sit on a bench till chatzais. We noyeg natul in teire kol hayoyim. You don't ask shalom, you don't say good morning. The Mishabur says also in English, you're not allowed to say good morning, you're not allowed to say good night, you're not allowed to say goodbye. If someone says good morning to you, and he's a ma'aretz, so you answer him b'safara for a good morning. Not more than that. Because not the mepnei ha'sholem. But you're not allowed to say. You're not allowed to smoke. Mishnah Berurah says if you smoke, you have to menada a person that smokes in Tisha B'Av. If he's very, very shva, I'm not going out to the shittas, the whole that's dangerous. Because I heard some people say that's healthy, so I'm not going in to the shittas, you know, if it's dangerous or healthy. But even if it's healthy, you're not allowed to smoke in Tisha B'Av. If you mamish predicted in Mamash and Matzev Shmuel, Shmuel says, after Chatzos Betzina. I'm going to add more from that. You're not allowed to do melocha. Shmuel says, by us, it's considered mokim shenogu shaloylas is melocha. Shmuel says, small melochas that are not, the marshal writing and these kind of things, it's not called melochas that are masiach das and davelas. To send presents, you're not allowed to. When you're going in a bus, Rabshim Zaman Rebach says, Lekatchila not to sit down. If it's too crowded, you're allowed to sit. Some hold not like that. In a car, for sure, you're allowed to sit. Yeah? No, I mean to say, the Shaykh, you're allowed to go. No time to stand in the car, yeah? I had this car that the roof opened, but I think it's dangerous to stand. But the Shaykh is, if it's better not to go in the car or not. So this, the police came hold that it's not a problem. It's not considered you're sitting. This is the way to go into the car. But in the bus, there's a matzav of standing and there's a matzav of sitting. So you have to prefer the matzav of standing. About some people dying in Nishta, it's only a minute. Now, the halacha is also b'ne'ila sasando. It's an issue to wear shoes. This halacha, a lot of people don't know the halacha. You go around, you see people that don't keep the halacha. Why? It's interesting. When you open the Mishnah Brura, it brings down this halacha. We'll go to Tov Kuf Nun Dalet. I shall eat some wood, I shall sham, muto, shall eat me chuba ve oir also. Shall eat, oh me lemal, the after shulaim gamke shall eat also, what in my shall beg in me chuba ba me lemal, or shulaim shall oir also. The ayin bisharit shuba. The tzir, the mishabu says, the tafki, the ayin bisharit shuba. The ayin bisharit shuba. See if it says the ayin or my ayin. Also, I'm bereit. If I'm upon him, he is she has lehach mir shall a lot is betisha be mina la osu milavodim. The osu kemidas mina shalom. Sneakers, not allowed to go out with sneakers. When magish klal shu yochef, the love bichlal inu you. He doesn't feel the floor. The amach mir tova la brocha. Shnebun his tisha bob, mitzvah yom kippur, brings it down inside. He doesn't follow the chadashah shiva. Mitzvah yom kippur. אבא של גמי ויש מאחרים שמחמירים בשל עץ אפילו מחופ האויר וכן יש מחמירים שלא עצמם מילה לעושים מלבודים שקרים ויילק ועושים משלונו והוא מגן על הרגל ואינו מרגיש כלל שהוא יוחף ולפי זה הוא הדין בקלשים של, של גמי יש להחמיר והנה אף על פי שאין למחיס ביד המקילים אחרי שחנור וברב האחרים עם הקילים מכל מוקים ישאב של נוחי להחמיר בזה ולילך באנפלוי של בגל כנוג עונו בצקס אוכל, צורך לא תסחוצה, so you're allowed to, when you go by Yerushal Sarabim, נוחל יעזר שאילבש אלו הלבודים או הקלאשים ולא המינורים שלו שיש בהם אוסר מדינה. זה אינטרסט, יהיה נכנסים קיפה, זה די רייסה או at least איסור גומו, so he brings it down in the משתבור, here he says אין שר התשובה. זה אינטרסט, למה שאני לא כתן להליך השלוימה ונכנסים קיפה, he says אבא בשביל משתבור לקוסב להחמיר המינג להוקר, אני נכנס תשבה בברינגס דאון ורואי לכל אחד שלא ילבש מינולים רק סניקר זה ניזח. So למעשה the מחמיר עם המחמיר take a not to wear sneakers, זה משתבור, זה מוקר not to wear sneakers. What some people say about sneakers you also could feel when you walk on stones, so I don't understand, so why all the goyim walk with these festive sneakers the whole time? So these festive goyish sneakers, you know, with bumps and all the zachen, this is clothes, this is it's like shoes, can't tell me you feel stones. They wear it like a tchile, they don't wear things like stone. The same thing as a shayla, is a new zach, the last couple of years came out, Baruch Hashem, it's starting to go out already, the cracks. So, I think the fake ones, I think you could feel the stone. But the choshevim ones, someone told me, the rabbi first, from Chicago, even that he holds that you're allowed to eat the bugs and the fish, he holds that you're not allowed to go with cracks. And it's more chomo from eating the bugs he holds you're allowed to eat, and the fish. But that's for sure now. Only to get the musig how bad it is, yeah? I mean, it's worse than to learn the eyes, yeah? Can we understand the shikas? I'm saying like this. The tzad that some people tell you allowed to go with crocs is because they say that lemaisa, you walk on stones, you do feel it. Lemaisa doesn't have the mile of a shoe. Now, so you have to know lemaisa, what is the geta? Mitzad echo lemosha, the Mishabua says, you're allowed to go with gemi. Mishabua, but even in lemaisa, it's still too, because it's not a shoe. In Yom Kippur, you're allowed to walk with it, because in Yom Kippur, this is the shoe. So it's Masha, we're talking in a Zach, that Be'etim you cannot carry because it's not a shoe. Yeah, no one has a tzad, you're not allowed to go with sneakers and cracks, crocs, chweis and Shabbos. Shabbos, they go, but I'm saying, it's for sure a shoe. So, Avad Elam Zogun, the person was saying, but also slippers, you don't feel the floor. But the Teretz is, but slipper is not a shoe. You go to a hike, you're not wearing slippers. I don't know, I see people walk 24 hours in class. I don't see so much people like that. But you see people the whole day, they walk with it. So this is Be'etzim the Shaila. It's a totally Be'etzim in Metzius. That if people go with it because it's a shtick, but not because it's really the mice comfortable to go with it. I'm saying, people in the Moshav, they sweat, and their cracks is full with holes. There's the reason they go with it. So then it's Andazah. So right, they're masking that it's not a normal shoe. It's the goals of the shoe, it's more the mice for them. But if you see, this is the Torah of the Metzius. But if it has a chashivus of a shoe, Avada is a mokrim to be machmir not to go with it. Avada yesh al min lismach, the Mishabur says, mekenish machan ha-mechoe. But again, a normal slipper is for sure you're allowed to go, even if you don't feel. That's the Metzius. Now, the halacha Mishabur brings down that Beis HaMikdosh, lemaise, the esh was started chi, and it was nisaf asiri. Bemele, the halachas of the aveilis amamshich, Motzi Tisha B'Av till Chatzos and the day after it. The Mishnah Shechon Aruch brings down not to eat basar. Mishnah Berurah brings down also shelo lichos, shelo listapo, veshelo lechabes. Mishnah Zalman had a tzad, you're not allowed to even to wear b'gadim mechubas until Chatzos, but this was not niskabel. That you're allowed to wear b'gadim mechubas. The Rambam and Hilchos Tainis. Perek Hei, Halacha Yudalev, the Rambam says like this, brings down the Halachas of Tisha B'Av. U'miktzas ha-chachomim noyagu shelo leaniach bo tefillin barosh. Miktzas ha-chachomim noyagim shelo leaniach bo tefillin barosh. Miktzas ha-chachomim had a minhag, not to wear a tefillin shel rosh. Mashma in the Rambam, only tefillin shel rosh. Or but tefillin shel yad, Miktzas HaChachomim wore in Tisha B'Av. The Miktzas HaChachomim didn't put on tefillin the whole Tisha B'Av. But what? Tefillin shel Rosh. Noagu Miktzas HaChachomim shelo leaniach b'tefillin shel Rosh. The Magen Avraham says, the mokif of the halacha is, Nichsiv gam b'tefillin pe'er chachom u'sholecho. The shayla is as it. In Hilchos Aveilus, פרק ד' הלוכת טס, דרמב"ם במגזר, האובל ביום הראשון בלבד אסור להניח תפילין, ומניין שהוא אסור בראשון שנאמר ביחזקאל, פאר כוחו ושולחו. יחזקאל רואה תפילין, מכלל ששר עוד המסורים. פרייצר דשאלה, איף דמוקר פון תפילין איז פאר כוחו ושולחו, so how it could be that האובל doesn't put on side תפילין של ראשון, side תפילין של יד. And here, מקצה סחחומים, the Rambam brings down, נוהגו שלא להניח בו תפילין בראש. So the emesis, Rabbi Yechiel מפריז, it's brought down and it cotton after the svov, he holds that an ovel only doesn't put on tefillin shel roish. Tefillin shel yad he puts on, pe'er chochom u'sholech, or pe'er geit a tefillin shel roish. Tefillin shel roish deit, v'rohu kol am mi'oretz, ki sheim Hashem nikro mimecho v'yoru mimecho. Eilu tefillin shel roish. Pe'er cho. V'rohu kol am mi'oretz, sheim Hashem ki nikro olecho v'yoru mimecho. Eilu tefillin shel roish. So b'meile, lefi Rabbi Yechiel mi'pariz, so also Ovel only doesn't put on tefillin sh'b'roish. But the Rambam b'Hilchos Avelos brings down that you don't put on side tefillin sh'roish and side tefillin sh'yad. So why b'Hilchos Tisha B'Av brings down mikta sachachom im nag b'shalei laniach b'tefillin sh'b'roish? So you could say, the Rambam himself doesn't say that he holds like that. He says mikta sachachom im. Who was the mikta sachachom im? Rabbi Yechiel mi'pariz. אין החלבי, לשיטוסנו, we would not put on תפילין תפילין בכלל on Tisha B'Av. The mitzvah sachachomim, what was his name? Rabbi Yechiel מפריז. So he himself didn't put on תפילין שבראש on Tisha B'Av. We ourselves, talking about the different. המקום הוא כמדרה מיוחס אבילס, is not מחלק. סתם, you know, speaking about יחיל מפריז, that only תפילין שבראש is פאר חכו ושולחו, ניש תפילין שביד. אלה תפילין שבראש, בערך החובש עליך. חזר סי ורוק עולם מהאורץ, כשם השם נקרא עליך ויורו ממקו. אלה תפילין שבראש. Heard once, I'm very close to Shmir Shabbos Kiel Choso. Once he had to go to San Paolo, for the Shechita, so he was in the airport, I heard from his kids, but I asked him, so the kids, he had a diamond shachis, but the place was full with shkotzim. They were not dressed, as even midaf. But they didn't have a place to daven. So he asked for his bag of his tefillin. He put on the tefillin. And he said, V'roh kol am ha'oretz, k'shem Hashem nikra olecho v'yorum emeko. And everyone left the terminal. So I asked him if it's true. So I said, V'roh shekmar, v'roh, ain't it finish v'roish. V'roh kol am ha'oretz, k'shem Hashem, like he didn't know what I want. So I heard once from a grace of Rebbe, what's the pshat, why it doesn't work to everyone? Some bachim told me they were the earpods that it didn't happen, yeah? Terrence says, stay. V'roh kol am ha'oretz, k'shem Hashem nikra olecho, v'yorum emeko, elu tefillin shebaroish. It doesn't say tefillin she'al ha'roish. As a tefillin ha'baroish, then it works. So don't mention if al ha'roish it is garnish. Aber tefillin shebaroish, as a tefillin shebaroish, then it's v'roh kol am ha'oretz, k'shem Hashem nikra olecho. Mikol mekoyim, this is one thing that we have to be mevar. Another zach is, everyone knows today, our minig is, we put on tefillin b'Tisha B'Av, but after chatzos. Mimon epshat. The mikta sachachomim didn't put on the whole Tisha B'Av. Our minig is an interesting minig. We put after chatzos. What is it? Other yada name. A third zach. A lot of G'day Yisrael, without no one knowing, they put on tefillin chachis, tefillin in the house. You only do it when you become a Talmid Chacham, yeah? Not to start to do it. But the Talmid Chachamim Betzina put on tefillin in the house when no one sees. What is it? So I want to explain. The Gemara in Ksuv is stated, Ovel chayet bekol ha-mitzvahs chutz min ha-tefillin, she-nemar bohem pe'er. Ovel is chayet bekol ha-mitzvahs chutz min tefillin in the first day, she-nemar bohem pe'er. Zog Rashi, pe'er chochov u-sholecho. Now listen carefully. Ve-ovel me'ulol ב'אופור קרנוי ואין זה פאר התפילין. רשי ברוכס also says the same thing. ותפילין בואו פאר ואובל מגולל בצערי בהיפר ואין זה פאר. משמע דסה תפילין דיקי הלוכה. It's not פאר for the תפילין to be on a person that is a אובל. אובל is a היפר, מעולל בהיפר קרנוי, שפולן תפילין זה נשקין קובץ על התפילין. So why Ovel is part of tefillin? Milchas tefillin. As a shver? Yes, yeah, someone has ruach ra. Yes, someone has to go to the bathroom a lot. Can I put on tefillin? It's not covered with tefillin. Dainu, tefillin has to have a kedusha. When your body is eifardik, so it's not covered with tefillin, so you can't put on tefillin. אז אני לא זה הלוכה. רשי אינסוקה סייז, אובל פוטו בתפילין, שנאמר בפאר, ואובל לב בר פאר הוא, שמספר בוהם, ומראה עצמי שאינו אובל. אובל זה נעלה אתבוד ג'ולריה. אז אני תשבור, מידון פונן ג'ולרי. נושי. Only jewelry, the weekly jewelry, and also that, the meaning is to take off only rings to live. But, Mikol Mokoyim, so the oval is not allowed to put on tefillin because he's putting on a tachshit. So come to there is two halachas why oval cannot put on tefillin. One halacha, mihilcha, is tefillin. The tefillin is a bizarre to the tefillin to be an oval. And there's another halacha, mihilcha, is aveilus. The motion is enough, come in it. The person hears a shmur rechoiko, so he has to make a minig avelis, and it's enough. It's enough that he will take off the tefillin or not. If it's minig avelis, yeah. If it's medina and tefillin, not. Me'atu nirleim abedas ha-rambam, as I... The Rambam holds from both. Sayaf din the tefillin, it's bizarre for the tefillin, say medina oval. He's not showing that he's oval, he has to take off the tefillin. But me'e zog to say. The aloha that it's a bizarre to the tefillin, side tefillin shel yad, side tefillin shel rosh, tefillin cannot be an hefer. It's not covered in tefillin. As even a guf murky, has to be in a covered dike place, over, me'ulol be'hefer karnoi, me'ulol be'tzaroi, it's not covered for the tefillin. But, the halacha that's like a jewelry, it's only in tefillin shel rosh. Where is the jewelry? Tefillin shel rosh. Ve'rol kolam le'oretz. Tefillin shel yad, no one sees. Fakat, the halacha that has to be covered. The chef of the tefillin is that it's covered. B'meile. Tisha B'Av, the mitzvah HaChomim learn, it's like the first day of Avdelus. B'meile. You're not an oval b'cheft. No, the new gavelis of Tisha B'Av is like an oval. B'meile, you're not allowed to put medina oval, you're not allowed to go with tachshit, with jewelry. Oh, but medina tefillin, you're not be'etzem me'ulul be'efer karmai. Bemele, why you not mulu beifer karno? He says, no, bizarre into the tefillin. So mele kumta is azeh. As the tefillin shebaroish, this is what people see. V'roi kol ha'am me'oretz, k'shem Hashem nikra alecho. This is the jewelry sheba tefillin. It's only medina avelus. Only tefillin shel roish. Medina tefillin, you're not allowed to put on side tefillin shel yad, side tefillin shel roish. Be'ilcha is avelus, it's medina tefillin. האובל זה בחפצה יזמעול על בעיפר קרנו, איזה עלה תפול על תפילין של יד ושל ראש. מה שאין כבן תשבו, the mitzvah of החכום הם learn, a person is not has a dina בחפצה באובל, ומילא it's only מצד מן אגב אילס, ומילא like it's a piece of jewelry, only תפילין של ראש. מיצס החכום הם זוג נרמם, לא הם מניחים בי תפילין בראש. The briskers don't like this tale. What? It's famous מייסה, brisk. Was a person, there was two people that were nifter in the city. First a poor person was nifter, then a rich person was nifter. So the Chavei Kaddisha took care of the rich person first. So the people of the family of the poor person went over to Reb Chaim. And died to Reb Chaim, that is aloche, that the first person that dies has a right to be buried first. So we have a tain on the Chavei Kaddisha. So the Rambam, Reb Chaim said, bring me a Rambam Hilchis Ovel. Bought, bled, bled after bled. Close the Rambam, it's not your problem, I'll take care of it, go away. He didn't even find an halacha, yeah? So they asked the Biskarov, was Geitzach done? So Biskarov said like this. Reb Chaim was clearing, why is the halacha that the person that dies first, you have to bury him first? It's Mehilcho is covered a mess, he's already munach b'bizoyen, or no? So Zayit Kedin, ein ma'avirim ala mitzvahs. If it's mizad b'bizoyen a mess, so the family has a taina, do you mevaze your mess? You have a tviya, the chavik adisha. But if it's mitzal ein ma'avirim ala mitzvahs, it's their problem. If they, Moshe, spoke today in the middle of davening, it's also their problem, not your problem. So I said, if the Rambam will bring it to lichis avelis, so it's medina kavan ames. So I will yell at the chavik adisha in front of you. If the Rambam doesn't bring it, so it's medina ein ma'avirim ala mitzvahs. It's not the only avelis chavik adisha has. They have more avelis. So I have to yell at them, well, first I yell at them, a different zachem. The Mele, if the Shtikotei is right, so why a Ovel doesn't put on Tfilin Shel Yad V'Shel Rosh? We said, not Medina Avelis. Medina Avelis is only Tfilin Shel Rosh, as decorations, as tachshit, as jewelry. Medina Tfilin, it's a bizarre to the Tfilin. So where does Halacha have to be? V'Hilchis Tfilin, not V'Hilchis Ovel. And the Rambam brings it down, Birchis Ovel. He brings down Birchis Ovel, that the Ovel doesn't put out Tefillin Shehiyah B'Shel Roish. And the Shulchan Aruch, it's not a kasha. Shulchan Aruch brings it down Birchis Tefillin. And he brings down also Birchis Ovel. So Shulchan Aruch brings it down in both. But for how he brings it down Birchis Ovel? Birchis Ovel, it's only Tefillin Shehiyah B'Shel Roish. Shulchan Aruch, it's not a kasha. I want to explain why. Everyone knows the difference of Shulchan Aruch and a Rambam. Shulchan Aruch is a calendar. You open the calendar, 1 o'clock in the morning. When you wake up, it's Gabri Kari. Then it goes to the davening, tefillin, tzitzis, tefillin, psuk lezimre, shachris, berkas koyanim, suda, kem kresateres, suda, benching, berkas anenim, Shabbos comes, Yontef comes, Eruvin, Yontef. Then Chanukah finishes. So you finish Pesach, all the order. So he tells you, if you put on the morning tefillin, if you other, don't put on. If you other, don't put on. He tells you what to do. It's a direction every day, what to do. Lom desayir, lom desayir. But the Rambam is a yada chazoka. There's no order. Hilcho is shvis asosor, is what you're doing, shvis asosor. Hilcho is chometz umatzor, what are you doing, chometz umatzor. It's not Hilcho is Pesach in the Rambam. We don't know Hilcho is for dates. Not a calendar here. It's Hilcho is chometz umatzor. The most common Pesach, not chometz umatzor, Hilcho is korbanos. Shvis asosor, shvis asosor. No, Hilcho is Tisha B'Av. No, Hilcho is Yom HaKippurim. Korbanos in Yom HaKippurim is Hilcho is korbanos. Hilcho is Shofar, no Hilcho is Rosh Hashanah. Mele, this is the Kofun Reb Chaim. So in the Rambam, Hilcho is Avelis, is Hilcho is Avelis. Hilcho is Avelis is not the Bona Tefillin Shel Rosh. You don't say, but the Ovel has to. The Rambam doesn't go like that. Hilcho is Tefillin, is Hilcho is Tefillin. So Mele, the Shein Ishtikul Terem, the Rambam, is a Shein Ishtikul Terem with the Ohr. But the Maise, the Halacha, even the Ishtikul Terem is nice. We pass in Shulchan Aruch by this Mistome hole, there is no difference, and it doesn't bring down the Rambam. The Rambam brings down Mikza Sachachomim Noagu Sheloi Leaniach Boi Tfilin Baroish. And the Mitzvah Sachachomim didn't put on Tfilin Baroish and Tisha B'Av, not in that morning, not in the afternoon, and not afternoon. No Tfilin in the head. They didn't put, Mitzvah Sachachomim didn't put on Tfilin. We have a modern meaning. We don't put on in the morning, we put on the afternoon. What is going on? What is the Pshat? So, first, Ander Zog, that in Tisha B'Av Taket, the Shulchan Aruch learned that Milchus Avelis, also, you don't put on not Baroish, not Beyat. Aval, it's not Milchus Tfilin. It's only Milchus Avelis. And this is the reason Betzina, some people do it. But to be Miyashta the Shulchan Aruch, I want to give you a little bit, and this is Be'etzim, a little bit picture of Milchus Tisha B'Av. We know that Tisha B'Av starts from Shkia Biz Shkia, from Shkia Biz Nacht. Chas V'Sholem in the middle of Tisha B'Av to stop. People that stop don't know what they're doing. But if we go through the halachas of Tisha B'Av, we'll find a lot of things that in Chatzos stop. You sit on the floor till Chatzos. Isu Melocha till Chatzos. Tefillin till Chatzos. Sudas Bris B'Tisha B'Av Nitche Acha Chatzos. Was a ma'aseh, Reb Chaim's mother had to go somewhere. So the halacha is, if you have to go to Moshe Sarabim, you're allowed to wear shoes. If you have to go to Ben Agoyim, today it's not Nagel because you have to wear sneakers, the place can say. Or Crocs, yeah? Because the Goyim will not laugh at you. Fuck up, they'll feel you're part of them if you wear Crocs, yeah? So the man has no head to wear, because they don't laugh when people don't wear. So she had to wear clays, crap, what they had there, slippers, stuff. She had to wear shoes when she went out. So Reb Chaim told her to go after Chatzos. She told him why. Shoes is the whole day. Said, yeah. In the morning, and it's 5 minuim the whole day. But in the first half of the morning, it's chutzum chamisha inuim, is avelus. So bidin avelus, so in the morning it's twice the reason not to wear shoes. That chamisha inuim is like Yom Kippur. You're not an oval in Yom Kippur, but it's an inuim. You don't wear shoes. You don't eat, you don't drink. Tisha B'Av, chutz from the chamisha inuim, is nihugi anegus avelus ad chatzos. You don't sit on the floor, oval. After chatzos, you sit on the bench. Oval, you're not oval already, clap it down. You don't do melacha. You put on tefillin. You stop to be over. You know, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Goyen, when he finished kinnis, after 4 hours, he would already put on the tefillin right away. Meister Rav, as I stay. Like 10 o'clock in the morning, his tefillin came back. So everyone, all the Magim don't understand, but the Pshat is poshut. The Rambam says, Achra kinnis, afilu koinim chatzois, yoishvim al asafsolim. Mishnah Berurah brings down, we're not good to pull it till chatzois. Be'etzem, the Rambam learns, chatzois is lav davke. They finished kinnis, and that was the time that he went back to the benches. So the Mishnah Rambam, the Goyen, miyadi put on his tefillin. The Goyen all of the days is with his tefillin. But the meaning is, when the Aveiros, you don't put on the tefillin. In the middle of that, the meaning the Ramo was to show Revis, when you finish kinnis, you can sit on the bench, we know in Chatzos. So the Goyen put on his tefillin in Chatzos. And the Magen Avraham learns that the Ramo also never meant it. He only meant that we go to the Kvorim until we come back, we made it Chatzos. So b'meile, kumtei sazei, that we paskin that you don't put on natural yad the natural rosh, just we hold that the minhagi avedus stop in chatzos. Till here is glat. Now I want to go a little bit tiefer, but it's nagei halacha lemaisa mari. Till now we mamish went fest along this. Now I want to go dakis dik along this. What is the pshat taka? Till chatzos we have minhagi avedus, so we don't put on tefillin, and from after chatzos. From after Chatzos, we put on tefillin already, stop min ha'avelus, on the be'etzim no. Minhog ha'avelus is minhogim ketanim. Minhogim ketanim. It's minhog alach, minhog alach. Shalom, not mezalzal, minhog alach. Minhog alach. Tefillin is chosh v'zach, minhog alach, not doich ha'tefillin b'yos. Mitzvos ha'chachomim hold that tzmamish ha'avelus chazak chazak, and they didn't put on tefillin shveroish. We hold minhog alach. Klapir Tishba, Be'etzem, this minig is a minigle. Minigle. But, Be'etzem, you have to. So, B'meila, we put it after Chatzos. I'll bring you the Shaila. One of Kimina was, what would be a person, was a Maisa Shehoya, Hadassah, a person had to have an operation, Tishba, an hour before Chatzos. Heart surgery, we're going to sleep now for 12 hours. He came to ask if to put on tefillin in the morning before Chatzos or not. He will not put on after Chatzos. Put on tefillin in the morning or not. I asked Rabbi Sonny Yankee Fisher, I think it was one of the last shots that I asked before he was nifter. He told me not to. In the morning we hold avelus. Not min hogalach, psak alach. Psak! Other part of tefillin. The mele. In the morning, you put on chatzos, will never come. What's coming up? Shmuel Shabbos Kirchos, the Tomer of David, Chas V'Shalom. We hold, you have to. Minhag Alach. So we do it after chatzos. There's another shaila. Here, it's fakert a little bit. A person cannot fast. So people, what's coming up? They have to eat. Shmuel Zalman Rebach says, you could eat. And he would put on tefillin b'chatzos. But some place him hold no. He has to put on tefillin before. You're not allowed to eat before putting tefillin. It's so to eat before you do a mitzvah. Rav Shmuel Zalman hold, you're not chayev. Rav Shmuel Zalman hold, even if it's minhag alach, you're not chayev. But I'm saying l'moshel. If l'moshel it's not minhag alach, so then it's not so poshel. Then it's a mokum to the place him that hold, that if you're eating, for sure put on tefillin first. Mashiach, if you learn that it's a ptur gamu, so then avada you can eat before. It's no inyan. It's no inyan b'chlal natu. Now, again, I'll go now to the third shlav. Even that out is bohu and claw. When you see the Mishnah Berurah, when he brings down, you know, we learned. Well, in Tov Kuf Nun Hei, Dine Tfilin V'Tzitzis V'Tisha Bo. The Mais is a shtickle diuk that's min Hogalach. I know it's not Muchach. And Hilchis Tfilin Shtei, Tisha Bo, Chayov B'Tfilin. Shabuz, V'ayin Lekamon. Shabuz said that we put in Chayov to Chatzos. And B'Losh in the Shulchan Orch is Tisha Bo, Chayov B'Tfilin. Hilchis Tfilin. So it's a shtickle mashma that be'etzem it's a chiyuv. It's only as a minig natu. Shulchan Aruch says, Tov kuf mem hei dilin tefillin v'tzitzis b'tishva. Nehagim shelo leaniach tefillin b'tishva v'shachris. Why? So we know, shteit be'erch rechob v'sholecha, minig aveilis, the Mishneh Berurah brings down, al pi ha-medresh, ביצה עם רוסוי, ביזה פורפירו דילי, זה טליס. הישליך משומיים ארץ תפארס ישראל, זו תפילה. אני לא גלשר הציל, אז אני ונשר הציל, אמרו איתו לא כואף, אמרו איתו כן. שנבור מילה בנו ריזן. זה מאוד נזח, מילה בנו ריזן. על פי המדרש, ביצה עם רוסוי, ביזה פורפירו דילי, זו טליס. הישליך משומיים ארץ תפארס, אלו תפילה. I think that the Mishneh Berurah learned that if it's mitzad avelis, could be the Mishneh Berurah learned that it's the whole day. We said some of the avelis stops. The Mishneh Berurah didn't go with that. It's min hogalach. Al pi medrash, hishlich mishamayim eretz tiferes elu tefillin. If it's avelis, so the mikzas hachachomim the Rambam brings down, they didn't put on tefillin kol hayom. Now, there's another zach. We know that you're not allowed to learn Ovel is also b'talmud Torah. Pekudei Hashem Yishorim Mesam Chilev. But b'dvorim ha'atzuvim you're allowed to learn. I want to say something that Darkei Hashem Yishorim Tzadikim Yelchu bo v'reshoim yikoshlu bo. I'm only speaking to the tzaddikim. I want the rishonim not to listen. Is it chiyuv to learn b'dvorim haroyim, or if you don't want, you don't have to? Mishneh Berurah mashma is a chiyuv. I'm speaking because b'tul Torah. It's a chiyuv to learn 24 hours. Yeah. So halacha to learn every kolam osi lidin sadin and every minute that he doesn't learn. He has excuses. But be'etzem is a chiyuv to learn. The shaila is, if you cannot learn Kudei Hashem Yishorim, you can't learn Dvorim HaMesamchim. The shaila is, B'dvorim HaAtzuvim. Pasha Savada Yichayev. And the Ritva is mashma not like that. It says, Ovel Chayev B'kol HaToiro Chutz Min HaTfilin. Shenem Arboi Pe'erch Rechov V'Sholecho. So Ovel is Chayev B'kol HaMitzvos Chutz Min Tfilin. The first day. Yem HaMisa, Yem HaKvur. Frank the Ritva, why it doesn't say Chutz Min HaToiro? He's also potum mitayra. As they break the ritva, he says, "Ein loy divin aklolas." Break the verb. What do you mean? Teira is chayev, not bebekame, not kiddushi, not mashkin en kamon en kan. But he's chayev under the sugyas. He's chayev avelis. Yeah. Now, it's another mizach. It's a dirk in the ritva. We can be yash of the ritva. But the chur, it's a pele. Ovel is chayim b'talmud Torah. He can't learn, because if he learns, he becomes happy. Tefillin is potu. It's a isu. He's not potu mitayra. He has a problem. He gets happy. What's coming to him? Dor HaChayim HaKodesh says, in Parshas Ekev, that Torah has to be besimcha. Teira that is not besimcha doesn't have a din teira. Doesn't have a din teira. It says that Esav said, "Yikrevu yemei evel avi vehergo es Yaakov achi vehergo es achi." Zog the Targum Yenisa Menuzir, Omar yikrevu yemei evel avi veYaakov be over vePotu mitalmud Torah veMeili unan avokayach haTorah veMeili avokilim. Regel Moshe Sternberg und Dorash Moshe and Pshat Vahiyun Dorash Moshe is Moshe Feinstein and Pshat Vahiyun for even Moshe Sternberg aber Yaakov and Yisrael would learn Dvorim HaAtzuvim. So how do we manage to kill him? The Teira that saves people is only a Teira B'Simcha. Teira on Simcha is not Teira de Magna. Because the Teira that is Magna is a Teira that you learn B'Simcha. Now, the halacha is, the Mishneh Berurah brings down, that when you go out in the bathroom, as a machlekes, if you could wash your hands, still kishra, etzbo, or sanat, Ikar Aloch, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you touch Mekemes and Mechusim, for sure you could wash before the Bracha. If not, as a Shai, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's better to touch Mekemes and Mechusim, b'shas that you go out to the bathroom, and maybe you can wash till Kishre, it's Ba'isov, b'shas that it is Yedayim. Shem Zama says, in the Negev Asa, it's a Zerba Zachas, b'is Kishre, it's Ba'isov, but if the meaning is you wash every time, three or four times, you could do the same thing also in Tisha B'Av. ואז השם הקדוש ברוך הוא מזכר אז רבי זריך לבים וסמיק דרש ממהיר רבי יומי